Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A gentleman who is very familiar with New York joins us right now on the telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, his Twitter is OSnapJBSmoove. He is a star of, or was Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm, a writer on Saturday Night Live, and we are pleased to welcome him not just to the show, but to the Palladium on Saturday, March 26th, but a week away. Ladies and gentlemen, it is JB Smoove. What up, JB?
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? I heard you guys talking about my city and talking about pizza, man. Everybody knows there is no pizza like a New York pizza. You got to be able to fold the slice in half and walk and move and shake and keep on going with your day. You know, pizza's not made to sit down at a table like in Chicago with a knife and fork. Who the hell eats pizza with a knife and fork? Who does that? You fold it over, you eat it, you keep on talking, you hit on ladies, you cross through traffic, almost get hit by a car,
yep.
You keep doing New York stuff. People yell at you, kiss my ass, all that kind of stuff. You keep on eating the pizza, you keep on walking and talking.
That's what I'm trying to tell these fools, JB, and there is no pizza like New York pizza, right?
And it's the New York water. It's the New York water. And you do know water in New York is probably the best water in the country. It's the water. It's the water.
We're surrounded by water in Florida.
It's not the good kind of water.
Your water don't taste good. Your water don't taste good from the faucet. Your water, you don't have faucet water there. Faucet water is different. We can go get a cup and fill up full of water with a few ice cubes in it, and we are good. I've had water in a lot of places. I spit it out. It's not good.
Yep. That New York, it's
water makes the dough. Water makes the dough good, brother.
I'll tell you, dude, I just got back at 2 o'clock this morning. I stayed off 40th Street. I had great slices of pizza up there, and I went to one of your favorite spots as well that I saw you give a shout-out to, the Magnolia Bakery right near 30 Rock. Ooh. How incredible is that place, dude?
Did you have that banana pudding, brother? Did you try the banana pudding?
Chocolate banana pudding, son!
The banana pudding is incredible there, man. You get it? You get a spoon, you eat it on your way while you're walking, while you're moving, while you're shaking, brother.
Yeah, it was unreal. It was the best thing I had the entire trip there was that chocolate banana pudding from Magnolia Bakery, a little tiny bakery where they speak very little English sometimes behind the counter.
All
but
right, that's the best kind.
They speak with the desserts. They don't got to say nothing to you. Their desserts do all the talking. You got to talk to them.
You're right about that. Hey, I was looking at your biography, too, and it said one of your biggest fears was the fear of heights. And then I saw and I remembered how many times I've heard you on Howard Stern's show. I visited Sirius when I was up there. Dude, they're on the 36th floor. How did you conquer that?
I don't look out the window, brother. I'm going to tell you something about heights, brother. Skydiving is easy.
All right.
It's easy. It's jumping out the plane. That's the hard part. You know what I'm saying? anybody could lay there and just float down to the earth. Anybody could lay there and just fall to the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But jumping out the plane, that's the hard part, okay?
I hear you.
It's easy. I don't go to the window. I just sit in the chair, be interviewed by Howard, get up, walk out. Sometimes I take the stairs. Even the elevator throws me off sometimes. You know?
36 floors on an elevator is pretty damn scary.
And what is an elevator? All an elevator is you fall into your death real slow. That's all an elevator is. An elevator ain't nothing but cheating death. That's all an elevator is, really.
We're speaking with JB Smoove. He is coming to the Tampa area Saturday, March 26th. He is Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have to apologize because I'm only in season one of this show. I have no idea why I slept on it for so long. I know. I am. It's one of the funniest shows that's ever been on TV.
Should be ashamed of yourself, brother, and especially if you have not caught my seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know.
Six, seven and eight.
I have to go through five. Can I just skip from like season one up to season five or so, or do
of
I need to see two, three,
you
and four?
Should. You can always go back. You can always go back. I mean, the episodes don't have to run in sequence.
That's true.
You can watch them as your leisure. You don't, people think it's not like you're living Larry's life. You'll come forward. Larry has a little bit less hair. You know, and you go back. And he has a lot more hair on the side than in the previous episodes, but it's all good.
Fair enough.
Good. You can still you don't have to watch it like that.
All right.
You can go to my season, the last three seasons, and then go back and watch Larry. It doesn't matter.
Consider it done. We're speaking with J.B. Smoove.
It happened, baby.
His Twitter is OSnapJBSmoove. Seth?
J.B., you know a lot of heavy hitters in comedy. You're friends with a lot of them, but what was it like to do improv with Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Man, it was the most amazing, you know, especially coming from a guy who was a big fan of the show before I got on the show. I was a huge fan of the show. And you know what? My wife told me that I was going to be on that show. She said, you are going to be on that show one day because you say crazy stuff all the time. You were built to be on that show. And a month after she said that, I was on that show. So Larry is absolutely my, you know, I worked with a lot of white men in my time, to be honest. You know, a lot of white dudes, Brad Garrett, you know, I've been on Conan's show a bunch of times. I've been on Jay Leno a bunch of times. I did Letterman. I've done all the white people. I'm going to tell you something, man. When I met that white man right there, he is a funny dude, man. And he just has a way of tapping into your psyche. You know, some people cringe when they watch the show because it reminds them of life too much.
Right.
You know, how people react, the reaction of the people, the real, it's so real in how he can project your reactions and things onto the show. People cringe. Some people love it to death. You know, working with Larry is, people always ask me, is Larry the same guy on the show as he is off camera? Mm. You know what? He's not too far off.
All right.
One time I followed Larry one time. One time we were working and I wanted to see if this Larry was the same Larry as the Larry who was in real life, as walking around, Larry who gets in his car and goes home. So I followed Larry one time. I followed Larry from the set to his wardrobe trailer. He came out wearing the same damn outfit he had on in the scene in a different color. Larry is the same dude. That's, you know, he's the same guy. But he's of course, he over-exaggerates his show. But Larry is a funny dude. His name is Larry David in the damn show.
Yeah.
So Larry is Larry, but Larry... Just because his accents don't do it in his real life doesn't mean he's not thinking it.
Yes. J.B. Smoove is on with us. Oh, snap. J.B. Smoove is his Twitter.
Yes. J.B. Indeed. J.B., I'm a big fan of your fashion, the way you dress. You dress really nice. And I was wondering, your name, J.B. Smoove, did it come because of you a smooth brother or is it because you dress so smoothly?
You know what? It's a combination of a few things. The original name came from when I used to be a hip-hop dancer. My name was Jay Smoove. My partner was Jay Groove. Mm. When I started doing stand-up, I added the B. And I became J.B. Smoove. But I've always loved fashion. I'm a Renaissance man myself. Mm. You know, I feel like I could have lived in any era. I look at the fashions that they wore in the historic days. Mm-hmm. I look at any era you can think of. I look at them as I love their fashions. You know what I mean? I could have lived in colonial days. I could have lived in all these eras. I could live in London as I speak. You know what I mean? I just feel like I should be in a trench coat and some nice shoes all the time. I really feel like I could live in any era, and I do love fashion. And I'm working on some fashion lines. Don't be surprised when you see the J.B. Smoove suit, the J.B. Smoove shirts, the J.B. Smoove ties, the J.B. Smoove tie clips, the J.B. Smoove hat, the whole ensemble. I'm gonna put your ass together. I'm going to call it the put together. The put together.
That's good.
Put your ass together.
J.B. Smoove, I'm going to put your ass together. That's pretty good.
I would
buy those clothing. That sounds great.
Hey, why not?
J.B. Smoove is on with us right now, coming to the Palladium on Saturday, March 26th. Speaking of white dudes that you've worked with, on Pootie mm-hmm. Tang, when Louis C.K. was writing that movie, did you have any idea that he would become the comedy behemoth that he is today?
Let me tell you something, man. Working with Louis, I've worked with Louis at least five or six times. I'm gonna give you the rundown of
Please.
Louis.
All right.
I met Louis a long time ago. Louis put me in a movie called Tomorrow Night. All right.
Okay.
Then I've done numerous episodes of his movie shorts. Louis's been doing his directing stuff for a while. Mm. So I've done his Filthy Dirty talent show. I've done his movie shorts in New York City. We ran into each other again on Cedric the Entertainer Presents, a sketch show I did for Fox. He was the head writer over there. Mm. Then I ran into him on the Chris Rock show. He was one of the head writers of the Chris Rock show.
Right.
I performed on the Chris Rock show. I did sketch work on the Chris Rock show. Then I did Pootie Tang with him. That's another thing I've done with him. I even done his show, Louis. So I've done at least six or seven of his things. Louis's always been amazing. Louis is a talented dude. He's an amazing stand-up. He's also a great director, you know, because he's one of those guys that knows what he wants. So when he came to me, I had already done plenty of work with him before Pootie Tang even came up. So for me, it was just like one of those things where I did a Chris Rock show. He wrote me into his first movie just after meeting me and seeing me on stage one night. He just wrote me into Tomorrow Night. But when we did Pootie Tang, you know, I already knew Louis was hilarious, but his stand up just, you know, solidifies his place in, you know, as a stand up. You know, he's amazing, man. And now you see what he does on his show, Louis.
Yeah.
You know, he edits, he writes, he directs it, you know, and he's in it. So he's juggling four things on that project alone.
Absolutely.
And that's winning Emmys.
Yep.
So it's, you know.
Well, he's doing big things and you're doing big things, and we're all looking forward to seeing you at the Palladium on Saturday, March 26th. Get your tickets at tickets.themahaffey.com. I hope that a new season of Curb does make its way to our television, but I don't know. You think
we'll
that's
see.
Something imminent?
I think he has not said no.
All right.
He has not said no.
The absence of no is sometimes a yes, right?
There you go.
Well, JB, thank you so much for the time, man. Continued success to you. You seem like a great dude, and we look forward to seeing you when you're in town at the Palladium on Saturday, March 26th, man. Thanks a lot for the time.
Be sure to come. All right.
Always do. Thank you very much. Sometimes twice.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Jason, you thought it was a dumb movie?
Yeah, I mean, I think I smoked maybe 10 dabs and a blunt.
Okay.
And I was so confused because my buddy said it was like the greatest movie. Mm. And I just, what was good about it?
Well, I could waste my time using words you don't understand and telling you why you don't know anything about movies, but why waste my time with someone who takes such great delight in dulling his brain cells?
Well, not necessarily dulling brain cells, kind of enhancing them.
Well, potato, potato. You see it your way, I see it my way. Again, I would never waste my breath in telling you why it's a great movie because you just wouldn't understand it, dude. It's okay.
Well, I tried.
No.
I mean, I really tried.
What would you consider to be a great movie?
Borat.
Borat's great.
Any Will Ferrell movie.
Okay, we're done. Mm. Thank you.
I'm just kidding, man. I love you.
Were you just kidding
Will Ferrell because I know you despise him.
Were you just kidding about the Deadpool part too, or
that part I am serious about. Just because, you know, like, I understand it's a, you know, superhero, some kind of comedy, but I just didn't get the comedy. And I mean, maybe it was the actor, but
you're,
I just,
do you know anybody else who didn't like the movie? Because you're the first person I've spoken to who did not absolutely love the movie, who saw it.
I guess my sister didn't like it. My girlfriend didn't like it. Really, my only friend liked it.
Can we call your sister?
I think she's sleeping right now, honestly.
Well, wake her up.
Roll over and wake her up, bro.
She had surgery yesterday, I can't really, you know.
Send her a pizza.
Shut up.
What kind of surgery did she have? Elective?
Let's do it.
Maybe.
Did she get the hoots bigger?
Maybe. Yeah, you know, you could maybe say that.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Like, did she get a hoot enhancement or not?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Then can we call her?
Have you seen him yet?
No, I definitely try not to see them. And no, apparently she just passed out like 30 minutes ago. So
she's
been sick.
Did she need the enhancement?
Apparently, I don't know.
Do you think that she needed the enhancement, or were you happy with her boobs the way that they were?
I would rather, you know, plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, it seems to be going around these days. All right. No further questions about your sister's bosoms. And thank you very much. See Deadpool again when you're not under the influence of anything and see if you enjoy it.
See, that's the thing is, if I was stoned and I didn't think it was funny, I don't really know if I'll think it's funny if I'm, you know, sober.
Your logic is hard to argue, my friend. Yes, Seth?
Do you like the show when you're not stoned?
No.
Are you stoned right now?
No. I'm actually, my alternator, my truck just broke down, so I'm on my way back to the office.
All right. Well, good luck, my man, and thank you very much for the phone call, okay?
All right. I love you.
All right. Bye.
Don't stop dabbing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.